Think for a moment how you might feel looking out your window and seeing a pair of 4-foot-tall endangered whooping cranes building a nest 50 yards away. That's what happened to Gene Tendel at his home in Leesburg, Florida. And now the cranes are raising a chick, only the second successful hatching in the wild by captive-bred parents. Mr. Tendel, please tell us about the place these birds have chosen to call home. What's it look like?
See, it's a small, about a 30-acre lake out here.
Uh-huh.
And we had a draft, and it's just turned into from a lake to a marsh.
Now, why do you think they picked your house, these whooping cranes?
Well, the Game and Fish Commission really didn't approve of this. But we have mallard ducks back here, and I would feed them cracked corn every day. And I guess when the whooping cranes came over, they saw the cracked corn. Game and Fish Commission said it was just like being on the interstate and seeing a McDonald's sign out when you're starving to death. They've been here ever since.
They had a baby, huh?
They had two. The first one was hatched overnight on the March the 12th.
Uh-huh.
The second one was hatched overnight on March the 14th. But on the 15th, about 8:30 in the morning, a bald eagle picked chick number two off the nest.
Ooh, how did that feel to see that?
Oh, it broke my heart.
Now, I'm wondering if you feel like an honorary grandfather to the...
I feel like
it. You handing out cigars?
No, but the Game and Fish Commission brought me two, and they're not sure whether this one is a male or female, so they brought me, it's a boy, it's a girl.
So what do you do if you're a human grandfather to a whooping crane chick? How are you supposed to act?
I don't know. Mostly observe, and people come by and want to see them. I let them come in the yard and give them a better view of the chick.
Now, what about the predator situation there?
Well, if I see the bald eagle flying around overhead, I walk down to the edge of the marsh and stand there until he leaves. But I try to protect him as much as I can.
Is there a name, by the way, for this baby?
Yes, Lucky. He was lucky he wasn't sitting on the nest the morning the bald eagle came by. My wife gave him that name.
What's it going to be like to see Lucky fly away one day?
It's going to be heartbreaking, but hopefully we'll get to see him again. If the marsh stays as it is now, that there's a good chance that this same pair will come back here this next year and nest again. So hopefully we'll see him again.
Gene Tendel watches the whoopers from his home in Leesburg, Florida. Thanks for the bird's eye view, Gene.
Thank you.